Hi, welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. In February, hundreds of middle school students will attend New Mexico State University with their parents to take part in the Young Achievers Forum. It's an event that is aimed to help get middle school students and their parents thinking about a higher education. Here to share a little bit more about the forum and the organization, the Young Achievers Forum, is Terry Garcia, organizer with the organization. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Now, could you start off by telling us a little bit about what we can expect with the forum?
Oh, absolutely. So this really is not only an opportunity to discuss higher education with parents and students, but it's also even an opportunity for kids to really start to glean that there are opportunities past high school. You know, many kids, especially when you look at low-income students, they really don't have an understanding. And in many cases, we're still seeing kids that are going to be the first in their generation to obtain higher education. And so it's really an opportunity for them to get outside of their neighborhoods, to come out, see what the university is like, kind of have a quasi-experience of college life for a day.
So what sort of events will be held during the forum for the students and their parents?
Well, so for the students, it's very different from the parents. For the students, it really is like a day at college. We have student guides as well as business and community leaders that will lead a group of students through what would appear to be a class day. Now, there are going to be 5 classes, which typically a college student doesn't have, but it gives them an opportunity to walk around campus to see how students have to do that and you know, have to deal with handling their time and understanding how they need to get from one end of campus to the other. It also gives them an opportunity to talk to actual students who are attending school and what are their struggles and what is it like to be a college student. And the classes are really only about 20 minutes long, but then they also get an insight from the person who's teaching the class about what it took for them to get through higher education, what they studied, what it is that they've done, how they've become successful. So that they understand it takes work. It's not just somebody handing you a piece of paper and you're done. So it really does give them that opportunity. They also get, you know, some breaks in between here and there, and the walking also helps with trying to calm that energy. For the parents on the other side, they actually have sessions on how they can look at financing their students, their child's education going forward. What are the steps they need to take? When should they start looking at ensuring that they start talking to their kids about school? What are the, you know, what all do they need to be doing? And NMSU has been a wonderful partner in this entire process because they're also being very helpful in following up with students throughout that junior high school through high school career to ensure that they continue to think about college.
Now, is this the first time that this program has been in New Mexico?
It is. This is our first year with NMSU. My understanding is there was a program that was introduced last year, but they had become aware of the program that we've had in El Paso now, where we've done our 6th year in El Paso. And with the success that we've had, you know, they really thought that this program was much more hands-on and much more interactive with the students getting a better idea of what it is that they're going to do. Because as I said, I mean, they're going to be talking to engineers, to doctors, to bankers, lawyers, you know, just every gamut out there. And so they get an idea. You know, for some it takes longer than others. In fact, one of the things that we also introduce is that it's not always about a 4-year degree. It could be a 2-year degree, it could even be a certificate program. The thing is to be college and or career ready. And that's what we're hoping to pass along to kids.
Now you just mentioned some potential speakers that the students could be hearing from. Is there any specific topic or theme for this forum?
Well, no, the areas that we touch on are business and finance. We touch on STEM, so certainly because, you know, there's so many careers that revolve around that. And actually even taking it further to now from STEM to STEAM, right, because we include the arts in there. But so science, technology, math, all of those important facets and all of the important ways that our economy is moving towards to making sure that those areas are covered for students. Healthcare, certainly one that's very important.
How, speaking of important, how important is it for students at this age to become familiar with college? I mean, not just students, but their parents.
Well, absolutely important, you know, especially when you have a parent who hasn't had education past high school and doesn't know how to go about it and doesn't know what it is that they should be doing. It's a huge task that, you know, we can't just rely on the schools to take care of. I mean, when you talk about thousands of students and two or three counselors per school, you know, how do you touch all those students? How do you really ensure that you're really getting the word out to them about what it is that has to happen? And so this isn't a one fits all, but it's just another step in trying to ensure that that we educate parents and educate students about what they can do after high school.
You know, you mentioned that there's very different forms of higher education a student could obtain, whether it's a certificate, a two-year degree, a four-year degree. How do you kind of get that through to the students that to make them, you know, start thinking about things, but just get them curious in general?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly, and I'm sure that you've run across, whether it's friends of yours, whether it's relatives, whatever the case might be, where there just really isn't that interest in pursuing that four-year degree, or they don't see themselves as being the suit and tie guy. You know, they want to be able to do things with their hands, they want to be able to do something totally different. And many times you can find where there are professions in the U.S. economy which don't require a four-year degree, but they do require some form of education and some sort of certification. And in some cases, those jobs can even pay a higher wage or a higher income than a four-year degree person would be earning. And so that's part of the process that we also take the kids through, is that there are opportunities. And so what is it that you're interested in? And also ensuring that kids pursue their passion, because, you know, as we all say, if you work at your passion, then you're really not working, you're just having fun.
You know, college can be intimidating at just so many levels, whether it's paying for college, whether it's just figuring out how to apply. What have you found through your organization in this forum? What works best for getting through to students and their parents to make this an easy transition, or just to begin starting to think about it?
Well, so I will tell you, some of the things that have come out of the program that we've done in El Paso that have been truly amazing has been when we've done the parent sessions. First of all, parents thought, you know, they would need to be rich in order to be able to send their kids to college. And so when we explain to them all of the opportunities that there are, that's eye-opening. But the other thing, and what's really been very, very gratifying, is the fact that we've had parents who have said, "So do you think I could go to college?" And we've had parents who have actually continued to pursue education whereas they had stopped. And I think that is a huge incentive to kids alone, you know, and when they see their parents and understanding that learning is lifelong and not just school, it really, I think, starts to build that need or want for knowledge and for education. So I think that from that perspective, that certainly is important, but it's also important to get across to kids. You know, we've also heard from students who have done the dual credit type of mm-hmm. classes, that the reason they're doing it is they come from a large family, their parents don't have money, and so this is their way of being able to further their education as far as they can without being able to go to university. So to tell them, that's great, but yes, you can, and here's how you can do it. It really goes a long way.
We just have like around a minute left, but I was curious, what does it do for the universities or schools that you've worked with who have hosted events like this? I imagine it's really got to be a great opportunity to get through students at a young age.
Well, I think it's gratifying for everyone involved. You know, this effort comes with a huge number of volunteers. I mean, we have over 400 volunteers that take part in trying to put an event like this on. So that's really huge. So it's gratifying for all. Number one, the student guides that we work with, which are the student volunteers within the university, they get a whole lot out of it because they get an opportunity to really have impact on a young child's life. The business and community leaders that take part, of course, you know, they also see their communities then continue to thrive and prosper. For the universities, well, you know, that gives them access to a student population that they can certainly start to tap into and ensure that, you know, schools continue to be full and that they can continue to develop so that and grow with the student population as interests change and as economies change and So it keeps them abreast of everything that's going on out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
And we want to thank you for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.